We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Full disclosure. All right. Full disclosure yeah. Here. Pat Bowlen, longtime Broncos owner, died overnight at the age of 75. Bruce, you and I can talk about this top of second hour. We'll do a deeper dive into what he meant with the Broncos. But I know that has not only divided your time, but divided your thoughts over the last 12 hours, no?
Yeah, it really has. He is a person who touched everything around the Broncos, but not only around the Broncos, around the NFL. Yeah. And the city of Denver and the state of Colorado, that goes without saying. He was an incredibly benevolent owner who strived for excellence in everything that he did. But there are a lot of football fans, and I would imagine Kansas City Chiefs fans waking up this morning to this news, that give it a look and probably feel sorry for the family, but that might not understand how big of and how much of a visionary he was in terms of the NFL and how many things that we take for granted now in the coverage of the NFL that were essentially things that were born under his watch as part of the committee, the owner's committee, that did things like negotiate television contracts, come up with concepts like Sunday Night Football, things of that nature that he was very deeply involved with and why he's going into the Hall of Fame this year. So suffice it to say, we'll get into it a little bit. He's another one of those Lamar Hunt types of owners that were there forever. And as such, did so much for the game, the Jerry Jones and other owners like that, who have been to some degree or another larger than life. So,
well, you know what?
We mourn the passing. Yeah.
For as many jackass owners as there are out there, and there are a bunch that have come and gone in the NBA, and I don't know, hate to name names, but Daniel Snyder with the Redskins.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
There's a Pat Bowlen out there.
That's right, is
kind of below the surface, doesn't want to make waves by being the story. I've always said and will always say when it comes to sports, we never really know these guys that we're talking about.
No.
But you feel like you know Pat Bowlen, and you feel like you know he always came from a good place. So,
and that's a nice way to remember him. And, I mean, all you got to need to know about the guy is that he connected with – the giants of the game as one himself, and that led him to the Hall of Fame, but connected no less strongly to every person in the franchise, from those that ran concessions to the training staff to the players to the administrators. He was one of the first people in the building every single day. Now, that's an owner being in the building. That's not a coach or, that's an owner of the team. He was a guy that that connected to that franchise as his own and took his responsibility in building excellence very seriously. He's under his ownership, the Denver Broncos have been in as many Super Bowls as they've had losing seasons. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah.
He won 300 games in his 30 years as owner. Those are things that are kind of unprecedented. So you don't have to like the Denver Broncos, but you can certainly respect the ownership and what that ownership did, not only for the Broncos, but for the National Football League. And that should be for those fans that are wondering, well, why do I care? That's why you should care. because these are the types of people that make leagues better and not the type of people, which we have a lot in sports now, that can make leagues worse. And we'll leave it at that and get into it a little bit later. But
like
that's part of what we've been doing, part of what I've been doing since about 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, okay, it goes. So it goes. But anyway.
869-1240 the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. We can talk about the NBA game last night where Toronto beat Golden State 114-110. Oracle will be no more, and maybe Klay Thompson and KD will be no more too. But joining us now on the hotline is Earl. Hey, Earl, it's been a minute. How are you?
I'm very well. And as Bruce said, I do not like the horse teeth. I do not like them, not at all. But their owner, Pat, was a man to be respected. So you gotta tip your little horse teeth hat to him in that regard.
Yes.
Much as John Elway got begrudging respect from the people who watched him eviscerate the opposing teams in person and way too often, you just got to say, hey, they whooped us and they were better for it. So respect to the passing. But the NFL thing, yesterday when I saw the Kellen Winslow II getting convicted, and he was a Miami tight end, and there was another Miami tight end who pretty notorious too, Mr. Hernandez. It got me wondering, in the NFL, what is the all-pro, what position gets penalized the most in the NFL? And I'm not talking with the guys in the zebra stripes and the flags. I'm talking about the orange jumpsuits. I think we need the all-NFL team penalized. Which position is the one most notorious for doing time?
Well, let's see. Just off the top of my head, OJ, that would be running back.
We got running back.
Ray Caruth, receiver. Tyreek Hill,
receiver.
Wide receiver, pending. Running back, if you're talking about staying out of jail but serving suspensions in the NFL, there's Ezekiel Elliott, there's Adrian Peterson, there's Kareem Hunt. I don't know where you want to draw the line here, Earl, between
jail
and suspension. So
well,
that's kind of splitting hairs.
I'm just thinking, though, those are headline names. We haven't done Belcher, murder-suicide,
yes,
and Arrowhead.
That'd be linebacker.
The ball.
Yeah, awful.
If we dig beyond the names that are always in the headline, linemen, linebackers, you know, there's probably a pretty good all-pro team to be made in the longest yard part 2.0 with actual guys donning the orange and playing. But Pat Bowens, rest in peace. You did a lot for the league, and you were appreciated. Take care.
Food for thought there,
very
Earl.
Nicely said, Earl.
Thanks, Earl.
Appreciate your sentiment. No question about it.
Okay, so while you were gone, talked a little bit about Klay Thompson. He, of course, tore his ACL last night, which is awful. After he did it, he actually came back on the court to shoot the two free throws after he got fouled because he was scared that if you exit the game after you're fouled and don't shoot your free throws, you're not eligible to come back. Well, as it turned out, he tore up his ACL. Thompson had 30 points before he left the game late in the third quarter. He had a crazy good game, and he was really good in the series when he was healthy. But if he leaves, he's an unrestricted free agent. If Durant turns down his player option, both he and Thompson would become the same, that is, unrestricted free agents. Do you think those two guys getting hurt changes their mind whatsoever, whether they come back to Golden State or if they stay the course and look for greener pastures and more money?
Well, let's think about this for a minute. How much would the Golden State Warriors be digging into their pockets to pay two players on max deals to not play next year? Essentially.
And that's the other thing. They're
redshirting
next year. And I guess maybe the flip side of that coin is how eager would the Warriors even be to re-sign these guys who are no longer spring chickens? Here's one thing that I want to say about Kevin Durant and coming off of an Achilles injury, and I know it's no joke, and maybe it's probably maybe worse than coming off an ACL, because once you're healed of that, you're kind of good as new, maybe not totally. But follow my logic here, KD's never really been an explosive above the rim guy anyway.
No.
A little bit. No. He'll take you off the dribble, right? But he's going to spot up and kill you from three because he's taller and a better shooter than you are. So is an Achilles, while next year is totally out the window, not as big a deal for Kevin Durant as, say, it was for Dominique Wilkins back in the day when he tore his Achilles, or maybe even Kobe Bryant when he tore his Achilles? And that
I think
probably
is
a backhanded compliment to Kevin Durant, but it's not like he's, like I said, not like he's torching people off the dribble and two-hand tomahawking it around the rim all the time, because he's really not.
No.
He's just a spot-up, catch-and-shoot assassin.
Yet he injured that, making an explosive move.
Yes, he did. Trying to go by
it. It was essentially a crossover between the legs and was going hard around a body. You know, I've thought a lot about this because the Warriors have taken a fair amount of criticism, and from some highly placed guys, most notably Charles Barkley, who I have a great deal of respect for. But at the end of the day, Kevin Durant doesn't roll out there if Kevin Durant doesn't think that Kevin Durant is ready to play. Kevin Durant's a basketball player, and he went for it, and he wanted to be a part of it, and he wanted to be a part of it for the guys that he sweat and bled with, and I just have great respect for that. I really do. Don't know why there needs to be this narrative about, well, not even a narrative, but you know, trying to assess the blame. You know, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant played. He didn't play because trainers said, why don't we give it a run? I mean, you know, Kevin Durant at the end of the day made the decision, I'm sure, pretty much by himself.
Jad and I were talking in the first segment about how interesting the difference and similarities were between Kevin Durant's injury and being cleared and Kawhi Leonard's injury and being cleared. Although it's not apples to apples, because Kawhi wasn't vying for an NBA title at the time, but he was cleared and said, no, I'm not playing. I'm not ready.
Yeah,
KD,
exactly.
KD was cleared and said, okay, I'm ready. All right, we're going to break away here, and when we come back, we'll go to the Cindy O'HRO Twitter question, but we also have some breaking news that we want to let you know about. There's been some news and movement in the WSU baseball department yesterday and just now. We'll let you know what that is when we come back here on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.